This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
With thousands of demonstrators in the streets fighting for democracy, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions has called for a support strike to be held on Tuesday, September 30th. The call comes after the territory's largest teachers' union declared a strike in response to the violent police crackdown on demonstrators on Sunday. The Confederation told the media that workers and students must unite to force the totalitarian government to hand power back to the people. Protests in the territory began after the Beijing government announced plans for an election scheduled for 2017. It said the people of Hong Kong will be able to vote, but only for candidates chosen by Beijing. The protesters are demanding what they call a pop vote, a popular vote for their leaders. Here is one of the protesters.
Protesters are peacefully sitting outside the government headquarters. However, the government suddenly sent out police with guns, armors, and shields towards us and try to evacuate us. And everyone sat still and did nothing. Suddenly, government started to spray pepper spray towards every protester sitting in the front. So people kept running and screaming loudly. Everywhere is full of police and protesters. Protesters are trying to protect people still inside government headquarters area. We want true pop vote for Hong Kongers' chief executive election. We're asking for pop vote only, nothing more, and we are really peaceful. However, the government will not hesitate to use pepper spray and every harmful armament against peaceful protectors. As a Hong Konger, I ask all of you from all over the world, please help us. Maybe all of you are born in democracy states. You are born with democracy choices. You have free election right, but we don't. Please help us. Please spread the news to all over the world. As we really need democracy, we need a pop vote only, nothing more. Please support us and spread this every news about this event all over the world. Thank you.